We're joined by Rupert Saville, the head of Litter Prevention Program at Environment Protection Authority. Good morning, Rupert.
Good morning, Marlene. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for joining us. So many people listening are probably familiar with the Don't Be a Tosser campaign. How long has this campaign actually been going for? And have you noticed a reduction in litter since the start of the campaign?
Yeah, thanks. So the campaign in its current form started in 2014 and it's gone through a number of iterations over the years, and I can talk to you about that. But yes, the campaign has been very successful. We have been working towards a state target to reduce litter in New South Wales by 40%, and we've actually hit that target. So since 2013-14, we've reduced litter by 43%. Which is a great outcome, and something that the whole of New South Wales should be very happy with. It's been a real sort of statewide community council, regional waste group. Everyone's been involved in this effort. So yeah, really
that's
good
amazing.
News.
It's always good to hear some good news when it comes to pollution. You don't hear much of it.
It is. That's right. Not to say there's not more to be done, but we've certainly done some great things already.
Yeah, we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
So what actually is the most littered item?
Yeah, so we actually do a number of different litter counts. We do land-based litter counts. We also do marine-based litter counts. On land, cigarette butts are consistently the number one littered item, and that's then followed by your takeaway litter items and what. But in our marine litter counts, it's actually quite different. So we have a count that we do all along the New South Wales coast in estuaries. We go and count quarterly. And there we see kind of a different picture. Straws are by far the most littered items. And then you have confectionery wrappers, so snacks and chips and those types of things. And they're the types of things that are getting caught in estuaries and, flowing down through land and getting caught there. Other items like paper and things that we see on land don't tend to show up in the marine environment for probably a whole range of different reasons. So it's a lot of plastic we find in the marine space.
While we're talking about marine life, how could litter issues be exacerbated by the recent floods?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And what we see from our litter counts is that the litter that we find in the marine environment predominantly comes from land, so about 80%. And it's the everyday items, like I said, the straws, the chip packets, the consumables that we purchase and use and litter on land that flows to sea through our waterways and our drains and stormwater systems. So something like a flood that we've just seen over the last little bit is really just going to wash all that out to sea. So it really exacerbates that problem and really makes you think about the importance of securing your rubbish and putting it in a bin on land.
Now, we are almost out of time, but I did want to end by talking about the new catchy song that the Environment Protection Authority has released. It features Rocky the Lobster and his band Rage Against the Polystyrene. I'm just going to play a quick snippet for our listeners.
What you got there? It could end up in the sea. That's creature warfare. Please don't hurt me. Don't be a tosser!
Quite the rock anthem there. Why did you choose to campaign about polystyrene?
Yeah, well, there's nothing like an epic 90s rock ballad to change people's behaviour. we need to have a little bit of a fun with this space. There's no point wagging our fingers at people. People know that littering's not wrong, but they need to be shown the consequences of it. So while we did have a bit of fun, there's a lot of research that goes into this to really sort of highlight the types of behaviours that we need to address, the types of items that we see on land. And if people watch the video clip, they'll see, it's the coffee cup, it's the cigarette butt that people politely place at the bus stop because they think someone's going to come and pick it up. But more often that gets washed down through drains. So it's really highlighting how those items on land flow through the drains and end up in the marine environment. So I'd encourage people to go search it out. If you haven't heard it already, you can watch the video clip, search Don't Be a Tosser song, And it's a bit of a fun, but as I said, a lot of research that's gone into that to change behaviour.
Rupert, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Marlene. It was great. Tough.
That is Rupert Seville, head of the Litter Prevention Programs at Environment Protection Authority.